Oh, I mean, I'm sure they could talk to it much better than even I could, but, you know, I see it in the classroom. I see him, you know, taking the extra time to explain things. There's nothing like experience. He's experienced it all, obviously, in his career. It's fun to watch those young guys kind of soak it all up. And he's great on the sidelines with them when he's not in. So I think he's just a mentor. And I think young players need guys to look up to and guys they can ask questions of. And again, who better to ask than him? Slow day.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Oh, okay. Come on in here. Get front row seat, Jim.
Sam in running, he had like three scrambles and a couple first downs. Coach mentioned, or maybe it was Sam, that you've kind of actually encouraged that, I guess. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously in this league with the pass rushers that you're going to face every week, there's always going to be a time or two in a game where the pass rush is heavy. They're trying to get to the quarterback. They're trying to edge the inside guards. They're running around the back of the pocket, and natural running lanes get created up front. And so it's just something you got to make the quarterback aware of. He actually had one today in practice that he did. Again, I think it's kind of the new thing that's being taught and coached by quarterback coaches and coordinators around the league. And you see guys like Aaron Rodgers do it all the time. I think, you know, people probably don't give Sam enough credit for what a good athlete he is. It was good. I mean, you know, the one on the one drive, it, you know, with his two runs and obviously the penalty that we got, I mean, that was a big part of helping us move the ball down the field.
Yeah, you may not go into overtime without.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Now, the deep balls with him, I think 40-yard-plus plays is more than the two seasons combined. Coming in, is that something that you wanted to stress in this offense, or is it just something that happened because you draft givens and you kind of adjust to your personnel?
Well, I'll say this. I've been fortunate to be around some really good quarterbacks. I have never been around a guy that throws the deep ball better than Sam. I mean, it's really unbelievable. I mean, I know Coach Fisher and I talk about it all the time. I mean, he hits one in practice, and we look at each other like, okay, here we go again, then there's another one. I mean, I've not been around a guy that's got better touch, got better feel for the deep ball. And so, again, I think a lot of it's his natural ability. We certainly have some guys that can run and some guys have made some great plays for him. Some of them have been yards after the catch. But, again, it's nothing that we always carry our shot plays. But, you know, it's more of the execution that the guys are making plays in those situations than maybe just the true philosophy of what we're trying to do.
Do you see defenses adjusting to Givens a little bit in these last couple, three games? Maybe sometimes it looks like he's getting doubled on those deep routes, or maybe they're playing a little more soft coverage.
Yeah, they're obviously, what's he had? He had five straight games or something with 50 yards. We had a run action last week where we were trying to get him behind, and the safety didn't bite up at all. But we can use that to our advantage in the run game, because what that means is the safeties can't support the run quite as fast to his side. We know that, and so that's a positive. But, you know, they know he's fast. They're going to give him his respect. And, again, so he's going to have to make his, you know, with some of the other ways. But, again, anytime somebody's pressed up on him, he's got a chance to get behind him.
It's supposed to rain there. How might that affect your passing?
Well, again, I mean, I think, you know, we're doing all the things we can do, to prepare for it. We're throwing wet balls, doing things like that. That's no different than what anybody would do. You get work during training camp. And again, one of the things with Sam, he's got really big hands, which helps. So, we'll deal with the elements. And that's something that we've talked about all week. You know, no matter what the elements are, normally up there this time of year, it's going to be cold. It's going to be, you know, rainy and misty. And we'll just deal with it. But in terms of our plan, we're not going to change our plan. We'll go on with the plays we got, and we'll just have to execute.
Couple more, guys.
I want to ask you one about the play in the AFC East. I mean, you're 0-3. You've done so well in division. Is that a little surprising to you, especially with your kind of knowledge of the division?
Well, I think, obviously, you know, each game's different. I think that, obviously, you know, having a feel for the group helps. Just, you can talk about personnel and stuff, but at the end of the day, we got to go and make plays, got to call good plays, got to execute. And again, we had our chances against Miami. We didn't play very well offensively against the Jets, and hopefully we can end that streak. Certainly, we're playing a good football team on the road. You know, they're kind of in the same spot we are. They need this win, and so it'll be a good challenge for us. But they, you know, up front, they're real physical, real strong, and I got a lot of respect for Coach Wannstedt and the job he does.
Can I ask a two-part here, Artis? One, how's it different with Wannstedt? And then two, although their overall numbers aren't that good, it seems like the last month they've been – playing really good.
Yeah.
I mean, what's changed there?
Well, number one, statistically in this league, I mean, things can get away from you, and it's hard to get those numbers back. I mean, just you get far behind early in the year, but they're playing well right now. I really think so. And Mario Williams playing really well. I know Kyle Williams very well for being in that division. And then again, you see Dave's fingerprint on it. You know, they're penetrating. They're basic. They don't do a whole lot. They don't have to do a whole lot, but they're going to try to stop the run. They're going to be physical. They're going to be penetrating. They're going to run to the football. And again, it'll be a good challenge for us because they're very well coached and they play hard.